Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is a podcast about better parenting. Today, I am attempting to do multiple recordings. A lot of the topics, I don't think it would be best to do them on YouTube because they'd probably take them down. Because I'm talking about topics that you might not want your children seeing or hearing before you talk to them, right? So this first episode, I'm not sure about what episode number is going to be yet. I'll figure that out later, but I'm just going to record the show. So this episode is for season 20, and I want to talk about fatherless sons and what they may look like. When I say look like, I'm not talking about features on a child, but I'm talking about characteristics, how a child may speak, how a child may react, the emotions of a child that may make you question if that child's father is in his life. If you are not mentally and emotionally prepared to listen to someone talk about this, please do not play. Please do not play on someone who is on their healing journey and doesn't have the best relationship around their father, if they are not ready, okay? But that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about fatherless sons look like this, okay? The world loves to talk about what a boy needs, right? And most say a boy needs his dad. I say boys, teens, young men, even older men need both parents. Single parents are the parents that showed up out and made a way despite them not having the teammate of the other parent, whether that's a woman or a man, right? But today we're focusing on fatherless sons, not motherless sons, because that's what the topic is, all right? And I'm not saying one is worse than the other. This is just where the focus is. So I think when you peep a fatherless son, you'll see different things mentally, emotionally, and how they handle getting through obstacles and accomplishments, right? And I'm going to explain each one. So first, I want to talk about mentally. Mentally, fatherless sons may be a bit more emotionally unbalanced, meaning things that shouldn't make someone normally that upset might make them irate. They might have a lot of anger towards something. They might fight for every disagreement. Think every discussion is a fight, okay? And that's something that you might notice in this person. They hold a lot of anger inside, where you can understand by their facial expressions, physically them balling their fists, maybe they hit things. They're possibly not in sports because that other parent doesn't have them in sports, can't afford to have them in sports, and they have no way of exerting that energy, so they just hold it in a lot. They struggle with what men would do in a lot of situations, whether it's a young boy, a teenager, a young man in his 20s, even some men in their 30s. You can see how they react to things. You weren't taught properly how to handle certain situations by a man of value in your life because of how you're carrying yourself, what you're doing, you know, how you're talking to people. And a son that craves structure and authority. And how a young boy might crave structure and authority, a teen or a young man, is they challenge authority. They challenge rules. They push back on people telling them boundaries or how to do things in a workplace. They push back against of who's the leader in the group, who's the leader in the classroom, who's the leader at a job. You know, the rules are you cannot have this on the premises. They bring it to the parking lot and they say, oh, that's not considered the premise. Yes, it is. Okay. People who push back on things like that, you have to get to the root cause of where and why they pushing back. why are you challenging the rules that were given to everybody else, but for you, it has to be something different. Emotionally, you can tell that a young boy or a young man might be fatherless by their need for affection, their demand for affection. If I like someone, that's it. That's all that matters. Them liking me does not matter. Them wanting to be around me does not matter. Them wanting to be my friend does not matter. And the reality is it does. You can like, you can want, you can be aggressive to anyone, but how they handle you being aggressive, how they handle you liking them and them not feeling the same, you cannot control. So I think a lot of men struggle with this, where they feel like, well, I gave her flowers, I bought her lunch, I bought this for her, I gave this for her, and she needs to like me. Or I don't understand what the problem is. The problem is, regardless of what you do for someone, regardless of what you buy someone, regardless how good you treat someone, a person still has a choice on if they like you in that way, on if they want to be reciprocating those acts of kindness in the way that you show your acts of kindness. And to me, if the gift is genuine, if the act of kindness is genuine, even if the person doesn't reciprocate those same sentiments, you should not be so angry about it. Now, where it's not genuine is when you're angry that someone is not giving you the result that you were hoping for based upon what you did for them. And that's where it's no longer genuine. Okay. And you need to explain that to your young boys. You need to explain that to your teenagers. And you need to explain that to young men, because you do not want them to get into their 30s and 40s saying, oh, if I'm with a woman, she has to do these things. Or if I'm paying the bills, she can't do X, Y, and Z. That's where you fall into these acts of control, right? And so if we don't want that to be the thing, then we have to make sure there are boundaries that were talked about, established prior to you guys getting in that relationship. You can tell a fatherless son is emotionally struggling with talking to men who love them, right? A lot of young boys are not shown what love looks like from another man that's appropriate. Some young boys are taken advantage of when their hearts are open. Some teens are taken advantage of from men who are supposed to be of leadership when their hearts are open. So by the time they get to their 20s or their 30s, they don't know what it's like to be a friend. They don't know what it's like for an older man to talk to them, care for them, guide them, and they push against someone trying to come in and help them because they don't know what help looks like. Because when they were given quote unquote help in the past, they figured out what the results of that was, right? And so a lot of fatherless sons are sometimes working with that. A lot of fatherless sons are working on healing themselves from a mother that took out her anger on them, took out her frustrations on them, right? And so this need to have men who genuinely care about them, whether it's an uncle, whether it's an older cousin, whether it's a coach, someone in the church, if you're into religion and you go to church faithfully, even those people, we have to remember that these are still imperfect people. And sometimes a lot of predators will hide behind titles of leadership, a police officer, a pastor, a coach, the guy in the neighborhood who's always buying the kids ice cream, the guy in the neighborhood who fixed bikes for kids, builds things with kids. Oh, bring them over to the house. I'm making a table in the back. I want to show them, blah, 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 blah. If you're not going while they're building this, don't send your child to someone's house and you not know what's going on. If you can't sometimes come to practice, don't send your child all the time by themselves. If you can't be outside watching your child while they ride their bike and this person fixes their bike at their home, don't send your child over there. Because when I was younger, there was a guy that lived in our apartment building across the hall that will always offer to fix the kids' bikes and their chains. And he was a pedophile. But he was a pedophile that was not known until my mom caught him in the act of trying to come out of his house in his robe, and he was completely naked. Okay? And I had to walk up those steps to go into my home because he lived across the hall. But he was the guy in the neighborhood who would give you change for the ice cream truck. He was a guy in the neighborhood who would give you help taking your bike in or fixing this on your bike. Or if you were outside riding your bike around, he would park his car somewhere, roll down his window halfway, and just watch kids. You have to be mindful of people who are like that. And what's so wild to me is he was living in that apartment with his girlfriend, her daughter, and someone else. And this woman probably didn't have no idea that this man was outside acting like this. And so people who do this blend in, which means you always have to be very connected to who's trying to connect with your child, right? Boys who need a safe place to vent emotionally, or never had a safe place to vent emotionally, most of the time are fatherless, because some boys are very close to their mom. Some boys aren't. Some boys want to be around other men when they're frustrated or they have questions. So imagine all the boys, all the teenagers, all the young 20-year-olds that really don't have that person that they can go to and get logical, good, respectful leadership questions answered. Because that matters, okay? You could go ask a question to any man on the street. It doesn't mean it's going to come from a good place. There's a lot of people that we live around who pride themselves on watching the next person's downfall, or speaking out of anger, or speaking out of sadness, or speaking out of bitterness, right? Same thing with women. There's a lot of bitter women giving women who really have questions about life bad advice. The same thing can happen for your son. So you have to make sure who your child vents to, who your child sees as a safe place, is actually a safe place for them. A lot of men have friends that are not their friends. They're just people that be around, people that watch you, people that are very jealous and envious of the family you have, the girlfriend you have, the career you have, the opportunities you're given. Mind you, you might be a young boy or a teenager or a young 20-year-old that worked for those opportunities, but they never see the work. They see what you're getting, okay? So you just have to be very mindful of that. But emotionally, when young boys and young men need a safe place to vent, they have to make sure that they're venting to the right people. Okay? Young boys that need to know that they are supported, I would rather a young boy or a young man be supported by someone who genuinely cares, someone who genuinely wants the best for them. Right? So when your child is craving that, or you're trying to give them good advice, but they're just not hearing you, but they listen to everybody else, that tells you that, oh, my son needs a man to talk to him. Me talking to him is not going to do anything because he's looking at me like a woman. What do I know? Right? So I think sometimes a lot of mothers try to get a man of good characteristics in their son's life too late. And so that man that's taking the time out, wanting to teach your child, guide your child, has to fight through the pushback of authority, has to fight through the pushback of them wanting to be rude, them not understand how to take healthy criticism, right? Because let's face it, for the past 2.5 years, it's been back to back to back to back. Grown men, fathers, men who are engaged, killing their fiancés, killing women, killing ex-girlfriends because they don't know how to take rejection, or they don't know how to take constructive criticism, or they don't know how to handle the pressures of why a relationship is not working, or why they can't be with this person, or they don't know how to deal with their emotions. It's all rooted in their upbringing. It's all rooted in who was there, who showed up, what was put into place so they can have the tools to manage not having the outcomes that they thought. So they can have the tools to manage life not working out how they wanted, them not getting the job that they want, them not being able to be the man they thought they would be by 25, them not being able to have a successful marriage. A lot of men and young men resort to violence because they don't emotionally know how to manage their thoughts. Okay. Then we have to move on to survivor's mode, where you might have a young boy or a young man or a young teen who is always in survivor's mode. And survivor's mode looks like a young boy or a young man who is always on defense as if everyone is against them, never feeling worthy of relaxing, always preparing to go or fix a problem when they don't know how to pause. They don't know how to be within the celebration. They don't know how to enjoy the event, enjoy the fact that nothing new is happening right now. You can relax. They don't know what relaxing looks like. They're always on pivot. When good things happen for them, they never believe it. They're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. There are grown men who sacrifice their time, their effort, their bodies, get a job, close on a house, get the car that they always wanted, and they're always waiting for something bad to happen. Because in their mind, something bad is always coming. Someone is always coming to take something from them. That is a young boy mentally in the body of a man, in the body of a older teen, not knowing how to stop being on survivor's mode. Okay. So for me, leaving your kids and acting like a part of you is not outside is wild to me. That is something as a woman, as a mother, I will never understand with men, that they can just... Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. Go on in life and act like they don't have a child out here in need of a father to show up. I don't know what that's mentally like to let go of your responsibility as a parent. I don't know what that's physically like to not show up for your kid. I've never went a day, a week without knowing what's going on with my kids, knowing what's happening, knowing if they need something. All right. So I have a list here of what I think fatherless boys need, and that's what I'm going to get into. All right. So I believe fatherless boys need a good male example, a sport they can play, or a place to exert that energy, whether it's boxing, basketball, tennis, dance, football, bowling, maybe learning pool, maybe playing chess. Chess is a great one because you have to use your brain. Okay. You have to have patience. You have to be disciplined. You have to be able to see the moves before you play. Guidance that's appropriate from a man they can trust. I think fatherless boys need. They need respect from their mothers. They need respect from other men. Mental and behavior checkups. They need quality time with their mom and other important men if they can't with their fathers. Fatherless boys need hugs. They need encouragement. They need empowerment. They need someone to teach them how to have boundaries with people. Fatherless boys need to travel. Okay, travel with their family, travel solo, travel with their mom. They need proper hygiene talks from other men along with their mothers. They need sex talks. They need to have someone that they can talk to about sex questions. They need health talks. Okay, and me personally, I have health talks all the time with my single men friends because they go through things and they hold things in and they think nobody cares. So you have to check up on your people. They need someone to show them how to cook. They need someone to show them and tell them how to properly clean, how to host for guests. Things men 30 plus should have in their homes. Just because you live by yourself doesn't mean you only need one fork, one knife, one spoon, one bowl, one plate. No, you need to buy your house things in sets. You buy washcloths, buy a pack of washcloths. You buy towels, let's buy at least 4 towels. You buy soap, let's buy 2 soaps. You know what I'm saying? You have dishes, let's buy a set of dishes. Let's get 4 plates, 4 saucers, at least 4 cups, a nice knife and utensil set. Okay? Serving spoons, serving forks, good pans, good pots, pots with covers, a kettle, drying towels, shower mats, bath mats, floor cleaner, a mop, a broom, a dustpan, know how to properly clean a bathroom, clean your shower every day. Yes, it's just you, but make sure after you shave, after you wash your face, you pick up the hairs that's in the bathroom, you sweep, you change those bed sheets every week. And if you have visitors as a grown man, you change it after they leave. Like, these are things that our young boys need to learn before they become men. These are things some grown men still don't know. Right? And it's up to us, even if a father is not around, to step up and make sure they have that guidance. Fatherless boys need a man to teach them how to dress and present themselves to the world. Why is it important for them to have multiple suits? Why is it important for them to have dress socks? Why is it important for them to have certain types of underwear, undershirts, tank tops, aftershave, cologne, deodorant, what creams to use on their face, how to take care of a beard? Like, all of these things are very important on how your boy turns into a man. And I want people to stop getting out of this excuse of nobody taught me. Because if you get of age 18 plus and nobody taught you proper hygiene as a man, Google it. If nobody taught you how to properly buy house goods and what's the best sheets to get, Google it. Or get you some trusting women friends to help you. Okay, your friend has a grandparent, talk to their grandparent. Talk to their mom. Talk to their dad. Okay, there's no reason why anyone is walking around here lacking anything when there's so much Wi-Fi. But because this is Cozy Womb Podcast, I have to talk from a boy's age into manhood. So people have to stop saying, yes, I'm a single parent, I'm a single mom, their dad is not around, but I can do it. I can raise him to be a great man. No, your young boy still needs valuable men in their life. They need those uncles. They need those older cousins. They need those great friends. Because you can't be everywhere all at once. You can't tell him everything. You can't show him everything. You can't be an example for everything in his life as a woman. It's just, it's not going to work. There are certain things that your sons will not want to talk to you about. So I hope this episode today helps somebody. I hope it gives some young men some guidance on things, on why this is needed. And I hope that if there are any fatherless sons out there and you're lacking any of the things I talked about, that you understand that is not your fault, that you didn't have someone there to show you these things. But you could change it today. You could change it tomorrow. You could change it next week. But it's a choice, it's a want, and it has to be something consistently that you want to work on. Okay? Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. You can find more of me on shambipodden.com. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or DM me. All of my information is on shambipodden.com. I will check you guys next time.